Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks for tuning in to Fire Engineering Talk Radio. Each week, our hosts will introduce you to a various cast of characters you will only find here. Each host will share experience, knowledge, and expertise regarding their years in the fire service, allowing you to call in and speak with them live, an experience you can only find on Fire Engineering Talk Radio. So thanks for joining us. Enjoy and stay safe.
Good evening, everybody. It is Tuesday, March 4th, 2014. Welcome to Sons of the Flag Radio. This is John Walters, and on the air with us, we have Zane Crimpen from Dallas, Texas, and Nathan Pilcher from Dallas, Texas. How are you doing, guys?
What's up, everybody?
Good, buddy. How are you, man?
Awesome, guys. How's it going?
Everything's good, man. I hate to start out. I think we're going to do this every show now. Let's just start off with going home because it seems that we're doing this all the time. So I know we lost another brother down in Dallas, so maybe you guys, Zane, you want to fill us in a little bit on the funeral that you guys had?
Yeah, it was a great service. We've definitely gotten good at doing these services here in Dallas. We've lost a lot of guys for years. Brother, thanks for the 14 years on the job. It was a good service, man. We sent him home.
That's awesome. And I know, Nathan, he lived close to you, so you want to tell us a little bit about the firefighter?
Oh, William Scott Tyson, he's one of the best.
Left behind a wife and three kids and a tragic accident, a dangerous job, and he was doing it at his best. Like Zane said, beautiful service, family, strong Christian family. Tough times for him, but they're going to make it through. And they, words out of his wife's mouth were, she knows he's in a better place, so.
Yeah, it was nice. I saw online, too, a bunch of people with some money seemed like they step up to help the family, too, which was really nice to see.
I'll tell you what, the Russ Martin show here in Dallas, he stepped up again and gave $30,000 to the family. He did the same thing for Stanley back in May. It was pretty remarkable.
Yep, absolutely.
97.1, check out the Russ Martin show. He's got a foundation for the fallen fire and police area. It's a really good deal.
He steps That's up and awesome. Takes care of it by the way, too.
While we're on the topic, I just was reading online, too. It looks like they lost a police officer out in Arizona.
In Phoenix.
It's just terrible, man. One thing that's with the fire service and the brotherhood that I always like to point out, I know you guys are both on Facebook and stuff, and the social media is a big deal nowadays. Now, there's two young children, one named Daniel, another named Tyler, that they've been putting all over Facebook, and the firemen around the country have been standing behind these young guys and just showing their support. And I just wanted to give a shout out to their families of Tyler and Daniel, if you guys are listening, to the families. our prayers are with you. So it's really cool to see how firemen across the country can actually reach out and have an impact on these kids. We got a ton of stuff to talk about. We have FDIC to talk about. We have a couple of trips, a couple of burn victims that we've helped out. A big symposium that I went to this past weekend that I was at. So let's get into it a little bit. And before we get any further, I have to actually mention, I have to take the radio for myself for a second. On Friday, I was not able to make it to New York because I had to. I had a father-daughter dance, which was very important to my girls. And my cousin, Michael Zofchek, was promoted to lieutenant. Now, my cousin and I both, he's a year younger than me, and we grew up together from the time we were born. And we went through the testing process to get into fire. We were both volunteers together before that. And then we got hired together, and then we carpooled together with some of the guys that were killed on 9/11 and some that weren't. And we carpooled every day together to the academy and back in 1995. And lo and behold, my cousin got promoted on Friday. So congrats to Doc. He'll be a lieutenant with some time under his belt, promoted at a ladder 55. So congrats to him. And then later that night, I think he said to everybody they were hosting a party in his honor, but it was actually for the FDNY Family Transportation Foundation. One of the huge things for me was because when I got hurt years ago, I was able to people collected money for me, and I was able to pay it forward and give them some money for a fire truck, and they honored me at the dinner that I was not able to attend. But Richie Cannon, who put the dinner together, by the way, who was promoted the same day to lieutenant, so congrats to Richie Cannon, and Eugene Stolowski, who you guys have met out in FDIC last year. Right. He runs the entire Family Transport Foundation, and they were really instrumental in helping me for months and months and months of rehab. So hats off to you guys, brother, and Richie, congrats on the promotion. So we got that out of the way. Another guy that I worked with a lot was supposed to be promoted to chief, and he was injured in a ceiling collapse, and he got put before the board the other day to get retired. And on the same day, he called me that day. He was having not such a good day. His wife was diagnosed with breast cancer. So he got a double whammy one day. So Jim and Laura, if you're listening out there, man, love you guys. Everything will be all right, man. Brotherhood's behind you. All right. So moving forward. As you guys both know, we had a firefighter named Jack Evans in South Carolina who's a career firefighter whose own house went on fire. So Jack Evans was burned pretty severely. His house burned to the ground. Mark Haddon is our South Carolina task force leader. Got in touch with Jack Evans' buddy, and we were able to get him some much-needed supplies right away through Sons of the Flag, which is a great thing to see. This is what we're in business for. At the same time,
you all drove out there, didn't you, John?
What's that? Yes. Well, one thing that was really cool is Mark put together a viewing party for this Gas Monkey Garage on a Monday night. They viewed a new episode on Monday night. So the Gas Monkey people, as everybody knows, have been good to us. So he sent out an email on his job and had all the firemen that were available come to this restaurant that one of the Myrtle Beach firemen owns. It's called Clocker's Tavern. And we sent out the sizes of Jack Evans and his son of the clothing. And everybody had leftover clothing or extra clothing in those sizes brought them. And then myself and Mark were able to drive to Jack's house when he got out of the hospital and give him a few bags of clothing, and also gave him a check that came from the Myrtle Beach Fire Department. That was really nice to see the brothers there stepping up, and Chief Alvin Payne who was one of our biggest supporters, was instrumental in helping out. Kudos to Mark Haddon for getting the delivery to Jack Evans and helping him out a lot. And believe it or not, man, the guy sat there and he was so thankful for his father, and it was just a good thing to see, man. So that was a really cool thing. So hopefully we'll have more stories like this down the road.
Absolutely.
Now I know both of you guys, Zane, maybe you can give us an update on the firefighter that's down in Parkland right now. It's, for anybody that doesn't know, it's in Parkland Hospital in Dallas, Texas.
Yeah, Joe just had his 9th surgery. I think it was last Thursday. And one thing that's kind of cool is Dr. Stephen Wolf is on our board. He's with the Sons of the Flag, and he runs the Parkland burn, the burn care there at Parkland. But he was on rotation this past month and had Geekly as one of his patients. And the family was really bummed that he was about to go out of their rotation. And with a few emails and help from the Sons, Dr. Wolf is going to stay with Brother Geekly now for another month and probably through the end until he goes home. So the family was thrilled. And just took a couple little phone calls, and you know, that's not money, that's not anything, but just a phone call, and you know, it wasn't any arm twisting either. Dr. Wolf's incredible, and he was, you know, was almost a no brainer. So he's doing good. They have a lot of you know, benefits. The Lindell Fire Department's having one major event every month until he gets home. They've raised a lot of money. The brothers there are killing it. And they also have a Facebook page, Fighting for Joe. So you just go in, search it in Facebook, Fighting for Joe, get in there, hit a like.
He's got about 3,083 likes right now, and they actually post all his updates, like Zane was just saying, on there. I'm looking at it right now, and it's got some good stuff. So, yeah, we're all praying for Joe.
Yeah, no, the family's they're doing a great job keeping up with everything, and they want people to know what's going on, and they're not asking for a single penny. They just, you know, want everybody's prayers and anything that you can offer, great. I will say this, they have started a challenge coin collection for him. He has not seen it yet. He's, you know, he's on a trach now, but he's really sedated. But any challenge coins you guys want to get to him, get them to Nathan or I, but we'll definitely get them to the family, anybody out there that has challenge coins.
Absolutely.
That is awesome. Let's give our audience the phone number to call in if anybody does want to call in. It's area code 760-454-8852. So it's 760-454-8852. Just a couple of updates on our Sons of the Flag team. Every time we come on this radio show, it seems like we're growing bigger and bigger and bigger. We are up to about 20 task force leaders out of the 50 states. So we're still looking for more task force leaders, but we are growing a lot. I want to give a shout-out to Jesse Ralston, who is our Virginia task force leader, has been in for surgery. He's been kind of out of the loop because he's been in for surgery a couple of times. And let's give a shout-out to Jesse. Hope he gets better and gets up and running with us soon. And our own Mary Meyer, who is probably listening on the radio now, for those of you.
Hi, Mary.
Yeah, say hi, Mary. Mary got engaged this past week, so congrats to Mary.
Congratulations.
Who's the backbone of the office.
Oh, yeah, he's a cool guy, too. I've got to meet him at the Medal of Honor dinner, and he's an outstanding gentleman. And one lucky guy. He's got a good lady.
So that's a real cool thing. Now, we got a couple of other things going on. We have a few firemen in New Hampshire that was burned that we're in the middle of checking on, and there was an explosion today in New Jersey that our TFL in New Jersey, Ryan Murphy, is texting me as we're on the air right now that he's in the midst of checking up on the fire on the construction guys. It seems there's a couple of they hit a gas main or something and it blew up. So hopefully everybody's okay there. Also, tonight we're going to have James Connor. He'll be calling in a few minutes. He is our Texas Task Force leader. He's got big shoes to fill down there, that big state, and all you guys living down there, too. So James will be calling in to give us a little background about himself. And then later on, we'll have Garrett Jackson call in, and he's another one of our task force leaders, so he'll be giving us an update on himself. So every month or every time we're on the air, we're going to try to have a couple, at least one, if not two, of these task force leaders call in so our listening audience can actually find out who is our task force leaders around the country. That being said, there was also a big, huge memorial roping in honor of Chris Kyle. And our own executive director, Birdman, rode a bull there. And Nathan, the Marlboro man there, he did a roping. And I think he did pretty good in the over 50 category, right, Nathan?
Yeah. It was a good deal. They held an event. You know, I believe Chris was supporting Base Camp 40. They take Warriors veterans back to camp hunting and different deals. And Wayne Kyle and Jeff Kyle, Chris's dad and brother, wanted to do this in his honor to raise money for what Chris was believing in and paying it forward, helping out, you know, soldiers transition back into lifestyle. And they had a roping at the Circle T Arena, Hamilton, Texas. I competed in a team roping. It was definitely under 50. Birdman had told Mr. Kyle he wanted to do something in honor of Chris, and it, long story short, he was going to get on the back of a bull. No, never. He already rides a horse, and anyway, so Birdman got involved with it. They told him he was going to be riding a bull, the PBR bull, Devil of Ramadi. Luke Snyder, PBR champion. He's also helping out with Sons of the Flag. He's a great guy. He's out of Missouri. He's got a Facebook page, too. You can keep tabs on Luke. Luke did all the prepping. Him and Ross Coleman got Birdman up to speed and kind of trained him, gave him a little tune-up. And they brought in a bull, and the name of the bull was Sugar Cookie. So Birdman rode Sugar Cookie. Sugar Cookie was about 2,000 pounds of bucking machine. He wasn't no kid bull. So anyway, Birdman did a great job. He come out, spun to the left about three jumps, actually looked like he knew what he was doing, and hit the ground, got up, took off running for his life. But he did a great job. We were proud of him. He did it to raise money for another foundation, and it was just an outstanding event. We had a great time.
Awesome. Well, it's nice to be able to, you know, help out some other nonprofits, especially for somebody who's an American hero like Chris Kyle. I tell you what we're going to do. Let's take our first commercial break here, and we're going to come back and talk to James Conner on the air. So hang on one second, and as soon as I find the Granger spot here, hang on one second.
The 4,600-page Granger catalog, every solution on earth for every problem under the sun. And now, it fits in your pocket. Download the app today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, so we're back on Sons of the Flag Radio on Fire Engineering. com, and we're going to be on the air with our Texas Task Force leader, James Conner. James, how are you?
I'm good, John. How are you doing?
Good, man, good. Before we get any further, I should just announce to the entire audience that's listening that James is just recently married also. So we got a lot of things going on with this team of ours on Sons of the Flag here. So congrats on that.
Thank you.
Let's see, Zane, why don't you give us a little background on how you ran into James and how James got involved with Sons of the Flag, and then we'll hear from James himself.
Let's see, I met James, I guess it's been 2 years ago. Nathan, you were there too. Nathan actually was in a vehicle extrication class with James, and I was on light duty at the time. And I think actually Pilcher introduced me to him and said, hey, you live a little out, but you know this guy. And he's like, you know, here's some big 6'4", 260-pound guy, and said basically move the car or whatever. Nathan, tell me if I'm wrong.
Well, what I said was for an officer, he's an okay guy. That's what I said.
There you go. That's what it was. But anyway, it's kind of a cool story. I was actually at the fire station, and my wife called and said, hey, man, we've got water all over our house, and James is a fireman not even a mile from where I live. And so he was the first person I called, and they came over and shut the water off and helped out. And anyway, it's just been a solid relationship ever since, you know. And when I got involved with the Sons,
about a year into it, it just kind of made sense to find a way to get James involved. You know, he loves the fire service.
Let me throw 10 cents in there. We were in a vehicle extrication class over there at TCCC, and James is a big guy. We need to move something real heavy, and I thought, well, he's an officer, but you know what? He's probably got a strong back. So, anyway, I think my first comment, do I need to slap you in the teeth to make you mad enough to move this? And he just looked at me and said, get out of the way, and he done it. Made us look good. Made our team look good. But that was the last contact I had with James when I approached Zane about coming on Sons of the Flag. I knew all his ties, and he's a champion in everything he does. We were at FDIC, and I look up, and I'm thinking, I know this big guy. And then I remembered, hey, we were in an extrication class together, and James just pretty much right off the bat said, whatever you guys need, don't care if it's picking up the trash, I'll help out. I want to help out. And he was passing flyers out, and just he was part of the team before he was officially part of the team.
That's right.
That's awesome. That's good stuff there. James, welcome to the radio, and thanks for all you do for us. And why don't you give us a little background about yourself, about your fire service career and maybe a little personal life and stuff so the audience knows who you are.
Sure. Well, first, thanks to Zane and Pilton and Nathan for you guys bringing me on the team. And John, you know, all the conversations that you and I have together, thank you guys very much. And thank you to Fire Engineering for this opportunity to be on the radio. You know, I came on, it's probably been about a year, almost a year ago. Just like the guy said, you know, I met Zane, I'm in his house and fixing his water, and I'm walking out, and I look at the picture on the wall, and I go, who's this big guy right here? He looks so familiar. And his wife told me who he was, and I was like, oh, I had no idea. So it was just, our run-in was very interesting. And then I had the same run-in with Nathan at FDIC. We stood there, looked at each other for about a minute, and was like, I know this guy. And ever since then, you know, they've really accepted me in, and it's just part of the family, and it's just great to be on board. You know, my history, I'm originally from Louisiana. I've lived in Texas for about 11 years. I've been a fireman for almost 10. I'm a lieutenant at Firehouse 2 in Little Elm. I ride a Quint. And, you know, we're a small community, but, you know, we just like everybody else, a fireman's a fireman.
That's right.
Just recently married to Tracy Connor. It's been a real blessing. She has two sons, and you know, her oldest son has, you know, helped us out at the skydive event. He's, you know, looking forward to the opportunity when he gets out of the Army. He leaves for basic training in June and then going to the Citadel in January. So as soon as he gets, you know, his first year under him at the Citadel, he can't wait to be on board too. So we're excited about having him. I have two children of my own. Oh, I'm sorry. Say that again.
He's going to be at the Citadel in South Carolina by me?
Yeah, he is. He is. He hasn't gotten his acceptance letter yet. I'm still waiting to hear, but that's the hope, is he'll be up there in January.
All right. Awesome, man.
Well, tell him thank you for his service, and we appreciate it.
Oh, he's –
I don't know if Ty's listening at all, but Ty went to the Citadel also, and he helps us out a lot. You met Ty down at the skydive event there, so.
I did. And, you know, one of the interesting things, you know, my run-in with Zane was just such a mishap to happen. You know, he had to be on light duty at the far other end of, you know, of the state where I happen to be. And then Ty is actually coaches my stepson, Tracy's other son. His name is Austin. He coached his baseball team. So I get a phone call from my wife. She's like, hey, you know, this guy I know is he invited me to go to this skydive event. And I'm like, what's his name? She tells me his name, and I go, oh, my gosh. He's... So my connection to Sons of the Flag has been a real blessing and has definitely been an intentional event in my life. And, my history, you know, one thing I haven't really thought about until I became part of Sons of the Flag is just how much everyone I know is affected by a burn. You know, now that I'm part of it, I can sit around and I can think of, you know, five or six people off the top of my head who I know personally who've had burn injuries. You know, and one of the – right before I was asked to come on board by Zane, I was talking to my mom's fiancé, and he's a veteran from Vietnam. And he was in a half-track explosion, burned 80% of his body, about 70% of his body, second and third degree burns. You know, and listening to his story and just hearing what he went through, the next day I got a phone call from Zane. It's like, hey, man, the Sons of the Flag, man, we've got these things going on. We want you to be part of it. And, you know, ever since then, I've just been on board. And it's been a real blessing for me, for my family, you know, and looking forward to doing big things here in Texas.
That's awesome. You know, my first question when I came down to Texas is, why all you guys 6'4" and 280 pounds? I don't understand it.
Because we're men.
Men of men.
Actually, we're really not that tough. We just look it.
What do they teach you guys down there? So anyway, James, it's, you know, pleasure to be with you all the time and talk to you all the time.
Oh, I'm sorry. What did you say? What did you say, John? I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Did we lose John? He was just thinking for everything. Yeah, I don't know where John went. Maybe he went to the restroom or something. Zane, you know, I'm going to let you start off with Chief Halton coming to Dallas, meeting up with Team Sons of the Flag over at Gas Monkey Garage. I got there a little late. You were already on the Google.
I think it's FE Talk, that Fire Engineering Talk. Bobby Halton does that one-hour show. Was it every other week or so, Nathan? I can't remember. But
I believe so.
Yeah, he flew down Wednesday, just for the day. Chief Halton's been incredible for the Sons and for the Fight Burns Initiative. And he came down. Bird picked him up at the airport. We met a Gas Monkey. And I just like you, Nathan, I went to just watch. And the next thing you know,
Zane and I are on the stage doing an interview.
They're pulling stools up, and people are out there eating in the restaurant and taking pictures. I mean, it's a show-stopping kind of place because of the Fast and Loud show. And, you know, I did my 30 minutes or so, and then they got up to see the bike. And I said, Nathan, get up here. You got it. Get up here
Chief Halton's got a lot of plans for us. He's done as much as anybody has, if not more. You know, he's provided us with a radio show here. He's open arms at FDIC. He's made us part of the team. You know, guy's truly a genuine champion. You know, One thing we did talk about on the show with Chief Halton was, if you looked at our website, we're raffling off a motorcycle, that Gas Monkey custom designed for Sons of the Flag. You can get your raffle tickets on there. Also, the Fight Burns campaign. Zane's pretty much the national director of the Fight Burns campaign, but that's how you can get involved. We pushed that out. The Fight Burns is just another branch of Sons of the Flag. The Fight Burns campaign, the money we raise for Fight Burns goes directly to burn survivors and their families, to firefighters, first responders, even civilians. So we're trying to sell the Fight Burns T-shirts. We're doing the raffle. That's how people can get on board on a monthly deal. You can get the red, white, or blue program, $10, $20, $30. Be a part of it. John's creating a newsletter that's going to be sent out to everyone that's involved in Fight Burns to keep everybody on board. It'll give you access to call in on the radio show, to be part of the show. So, Zane, I hope I didn't cover all of it. I just like to talk sometimes, and I want to get that out.
No, that's it. I mean, I think one of the biggest things we need is we call it boots on the ground, you know, and we're going to need fire department reps in every city. So, we had 20 task force leaders, and I want us to have a rep from every fire department across the country. I talked to Brother Casey Towery just yesterday, Nathan.
He's here at the station today, but he's been in and out all day. Obviously, he's on that ambulance.
But it's guys like that we have to find, you know, to represent us across the country. So that's, if you're listening and interested, hit Nathan or John or myself up on, you know, email Zane at sonsofflag.org and let us hear about you.
You guys hear me at all now?
We hear you, John.
All right, I don't know what happened.
We were just getting tired of hearing you talk all the time.
Yeah, I know. I'm probably right. I'm on Skype, for those of you that don't know. So I keep my phone free, and for some reason Skype kicked me off when the phone never did before.
We just talked about Chief Halton coming in town, and we just talked about the Fight Burns campaign.
Oh, awesome. James, thank you for everything you do for us, and we look forward to a long time partnership, and we're going to keep you busy.
I hope so. I hope so. You know, like I said, it's an honor to serve with you guys on this, and just looking forward to you know what I really believe is changing the world and changing the way we treat and help these people who have had their worst days of their lives.
Absolutely. We have in a couple of minutes, Greg Turnell, who is our DC task force leader, is going to call in and update us on a clay shoot that we have coming up on the 29th of March. So, guys, stand pat for a second. What we're going to do is we're going to play our second commercial so that we don't get interrupted when Greg calls in. And we'll go over to clay shoot, and then we'll talk about FDIC a little bit more and a little bit about the symposium that I went to. And then we'll talk to Garrett Jackson. So stand by for a second, and we will play another Granger, if I can find it. Oh, boy, it's one of those days.
And also, John, we want to make sure we mention that our next show will be live from FDIC. Is that correct?
Okay. I have the exact time and everything. We'll talk about that in a second. So,
awesome.
Hang on 1 second, and we're going to play the second Granger ad, and we'll be right back.
With over 100,000 safety products, it makes me wonder, did Granger write the book on workplace safety? Get your copy today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
All right. And we are back on Sons of the Flag Radio on fireengineering.com. Greg, is that you on the line with us?
I'm here.
All right.
Greg, what's up?
So you're on with Zane and Nathan myself.
Hey, Zane, Nathan.
Hey, Mr. Nell, how are you, sir? How are you, brother?
Just enjoying a night home and getting ready for work tomorrow.
That's where I'm at now. I'm sitting here waiting for the bell. So good to hear from you. I know we chatted a little bit here in the last couple of days, but good to hear from you.
I'm glad to talk to you all. I haven't talked to you in a while.
Greg, what I'm going to do is just read a little bit about our part of our website just to let the listeners know what we're doing here, and then let you talk about it a little bit. On the 8th of January of this year, a Navy MH-53 Echo helicopter from Helicopter Mine Countermeasure Squadron 14 based at Naval Station Norfolk went down 20 miles off the coast of Virginia. The two pilots and one crewman of the aircraft 543 perished that day, leaving two survivors in critical condition. Through our personal connections to the airmen of the HM-14, Sons of the Flag was blessed to be in a position to meet immediate needs of the two families who lost their husband and father that day, as well as begin relationships with the surviving crewmen and the families of the fallen. Our Fight Burns campaign commits to continue to support the families in need of the traumatic events and the loss suffering from fires and care for all burn survivors and America's military, firefighters, and first responders. Now, with that being said, one of our military people has taken it upon himself to make it a personal quest to help this, and Greg has graciously decided to help him, being that you did the clay shoot last year. So this is going to be February 29th, 2014.
March 29th.
Virginia Beach. I'm sorry.
March 29th.
I'm not good at reading anymore. It says March 29th right here. March 29th, 2014 in Virginia Beach, Virginia. So, Greg, first off, thank you for all that you do for Sons of the Flag. It's been a real honor working with you. And
it's a great organization, and like just like you all, it's a passion because you know we all live it and we see it all the time, and it's just it's great to be able to work with this organization, especially with guys like you all. So, but know that the shoot's going to be March 29th, and Cody Banders is the one that's kicking it off. I'm just giving them a hand with it. But it's kind of a twofold event. It's, of course, going to be for our Fight Burns campaign, a fundraiser, but it's also in memory of the three crew members, Lieutenant Sean Snyder and Lieutenant Wesley Van Dorn and Crew Chief Brian Collins. It's to honor them. So it's kind of a twofold event. We expect a whole lot of people there, military, first responders, and then, you know, just folks from the general area.
That's awesome. So can you give us, anybody that's listening, an idea where exactly this is now?
It's going to be at the Naval Air Station, Oceana, Damneck Annex, and the address is 1951 Potter's Road, building SR9. It's going to be located off base, but I'm sure if you put in 1951 Potter's Road, you know, there in Virginia Beach, you'll get directions to it. But if anybody has any questions, they can give me a call at 202-409-6159. Or they can also contact 214-613-3737, extension 5.
What's your email, too, Greg?
What's that?
Yeah.
What about your email?
Email, you can email me at Greg, G-R-E-G, at turkrescue.com. Turk Rescue is just spelled T-U-R-K, the word rescue.com.
For those of you that don't know also, there is a link on the Sons of the Flag website. So if you go to sonsoftheflag.org, you can see the first page of the clay shoot, and then there's other places you can click on for more details for the prizes and to register for it. So there's a big link on there where you can link on everything to sign up for it and get the directions and everything else. Now, do you have information on the prizes?
Yeah, we've Cody's got a lot of good prizes set up. I think the first prize is going to be M&P 15 rifle from Bob's Gun Shop. Second place prize, I think, is going to be a Remington 870 tactical shotgun. And another prize we're going to have is a private long-range shoot or training shoot. It's going to be located in Texas. Cody conveyed to me that it's a place where a lot of the SEALs get training also. So that's going to be a pretty neat prize to get a private lesson on how to do a long-range shoot. But that's going to be located
cool.
out in Yarl's neck of the woods in Texas.
That is very, very cool. Greg, again, it's Virginia Beach, March 29th, 2014. You can go to Sons of the Flag website, and there's a bunch of places you can click on it for info in relation to this clay shoot. And again, you know, we're honoring these guys that were in this helicopter crash. It was just horrific what happened. And from what I was told, the helicopter actually went on fire prior to crashing, something to do with an engine fire.
Yeah, we're going to get a lot of guys from the Virginia Beach Fire Department that are going to be participating in the shoot also. Guys don't have to be good shots. They can just come out as a team, get a couple guys together, shoot as a team, or shoot by yourself. But, you know, you don't have to be a wing shot to show up. Just come out there and have a good time. There's going to be plenty of food. We're going to have a pipes and drum band playing, an honor guard that's going to open up and honor the three crew members, and it's just going to be a good time. A lot of good prizes, too, table prizes and raffles. A lot of stuff's been donated from Bass Pro Shops, so we're going to have a lot of good prizes. London Bridge Trading Company, they've donated some prizes. Smith & Wesson, Wingman Guide Service. And, there's also, I'm told, going to be an after party after the event at a place called Lendy's.
That's awesome. Greg, what I'll do is we can, on the Facebook page, we have a lot of followers for Sons of the Flag Radio. So what we can also do is we can update that. If you send the info to me, I can put it on the Facebook page on the prizes and stuff like that for some of the tables. And we'll keep everybody informed about it. We have about 3 or 4 minutes, maybe 5 minutes. So why don't you give us a little bit of background about yourself and your involvement with Sons of the Flag and your firefighting career a little bit, and how you got involved with Sons of the Flag.
Well, not much to me. I started off like most of you guys, an aspiration very young to be a fireman, and that's where I ended up, D.C. Fire Department now for 28 years. Actually, we 28 years this coming St. Patty's Day. So I spent most of my career in busy companies downtown. I've been blessed with some good kids, three of my boys serve in the military now. One of them's in Afghanistan. Hopefully he'll be home. Hopefully he'll be home in time for me to take him to the shoot. So
that would be awesome.
He's he'll be coming back, and then I have another one that just left. He's with the Marine Corps, and he just left for North Africa.
Wow.
So, you know, I've got
prayer,
a lot of military in my family. I didn't serve in the military, but a lot of my family members, my father, grandfathers, and I just always had a sense of to serve. And when I became of age to get into something, there was no war going on, so I felt that the fire department was something that, you know,
that's
always wanted to do. That's what I did. And then Sons of the Flag, I exactly how I came about it, but I got in touch with Birdman, and he and I talked one day, and it just, I felt a connection there, and, you know, looked a little deeper into it, and it was a really good organization. I felt that very worthy, so I wanted to be a part of it. And
awesome.
It's made up mostly of guys like us, military, fire, and it really gives back. And it's been a joy working with you guys and being part of the organization.
Well, we're looking forward to it, and we're looking forward to hopefully see you in Virginia Beach. I know a couple of us are trying to go there. As we get bigger and bigger, our schedule's getting busier and busier.
Right. Now, D.C. Will have a team or two down there, so I'll be down there.
Awesome. You know, I should mention, for those of you that don't think I have enough people in my house, at home, that is, with five kids and a wife and two dogs, I have this week had my father and my stepmother, my wife's father, that is, and stepmother, and their daughter and her husband and their son and their other son, and Erica, the one daughter, just came back from Korea. She's in the Army. She's a sergeant in the Army, and she just came back straight from Korea right to Myrtle Beach. So it was nice to see her back after a year in Korea. So we got military people all over the place. It's unbelievable. So anyway, Greg, thank you so much for everything that you do, and we will be in touch, I'm sure, 100 times before the clay shoot. And what we're going
to
do.
John, real quick, I just want to say, Greg, man, you're doing a phenomenal job, buddy. It's truly a pleasure to have you part of this organization, man. You're absolutely killing it. There's no doubt that your boys are who they are because of you, man. And
well,
you got that servant
I appreciate
leadership
that.
All over you, buddy.
It's great work with you guys, and it comes very easy when you're working with a bunch of great guys. And like I told Birdman, you know, last year, you can't fail when you get this many guys together that, you know, have a common goal and that are just good guys. It's not going to fail. So it's thanks to all you guys.
Absolutely.
All right, brother. You all be safe, and I will touch base with you later, okay?
All right, brother. Well, tell your boys, thank you for their service.
Will do. Bye now.
All right.
One thing about Greg is Greg actually, out of all of our TFLs, Greg contacted me and, you know, said, I got an idea. I want to do a fundraiser for Sons of the Flag. And out of his own tuition, he developed the first sporting clay event in D.C. He took lead on the whole deal. He ran it smooth and raised a good amount of money for SOTIF and continuing every day to push our mission to help fix burn survivors. So, outstanding guy, and we're very fortunate to have Greg Janelle on our team.
And for those of you that don't know, we are trying to get well, we're not trying. We are going to get a task force leader for each state. And instead of trying to keep track of 50 task force leaders, we're going to break the country into several regions. And Greg is going to be our first regional director. And his area is going to be, you know, in the vicinity of D.C. So right now it looks like he's going to have probably about 5 or 6 states that we're still breaking up, but he's going to be our first regional leader. So that's awesome news about Greg. And the worst part
is
now we got to find – yes, go ahead.
John, you make a good point, man, but we're growing. I mean, and we're still – we're developing this thing day after day. And so all the – like, I get emails and guys will say, you know, are y'all still doing this? Or I'd like to be one of those. And people have to understand, man, this thing is growing. And we basically – we have 5 or 6 people that are putting this thing together. And just like Greg's new position, so to speak, is vital. And we're going to hopefully have, you know, 6 or 7 of those guys across the country that – the states can lean on. So it's a good problem to have, you know.
During the Google chat with Chief Halton, I mentioned that our East Coast firefighters are killing it. We're getting representation all over the east side of America. And he personally challenged several West Coast firefighters. So we're looking for some good – we got Heath Floor out there in California right now that does the extreme – what's the – his forceful entry props. He'll have – they'll be at FBI –
E4,
forcible entry props.
Yes.
They'll have them set up at FDIC. Come take a whack at them. I think Zane and I are going to participate this year and see if we can't get us a quick time
along
on there
with,
to set the bar.
Along with Extreme Valor Apparel.
That's right. Extreme Valor and E-Force. And I'm going to put a cheeseburger on the back side of the door and tell Zane to sick him, and he's going to set the record to get through that door.
Hey, what's really cool is we now have a Sons of the Flag Fight Burns door. You know, all the doors that Heath has done have been yellow, but we now have a white limited edition door, and he's going to do, I think he's going to do 100 of these. And we've
That's
already
awesome.
Sold a few. So it's really a good deal. Heath is a very solid task force leader. I think we'll probably get him on the next show. But the guys
while
the
we're out of
FBI are great.
I have not seen a door yet that Captain Morris can't get through in record time.
I can only imagine.
Listen, guys, while we're on the air, we now have with us another task force leader, Garrett Jackson. Garrett, you on the air?
Yeah, man. I'm here. How you guys doing?
Garrett, what's up?
Garrett, what's up, brother?
Hey, man.
How's the weather there?
You know, it was good this past weekend. It was sunny and 75, and the front came through, and now it's sunny and 60, so I can't complain. It's still pretty good.
I drove home yesterday. It went from 68 to 35. Whew, that was terrible. Garrett, welcome to the radio show. We just wanted to thank you for everything that you do for Sons of the Flag, and maybe you can give us a little introduction about yourself and your career.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having me, and thanks for having me be a part of Sons of the Flag. I enjoy it so much. I work for Panama City Beach Fire Department right here in the Panhandle of Florida. I've been there for going on 8 years, firefighter EMT. I do a lot with the fire prevention program. I go to schools and talk to kids, and I'm out in the community a lot. I really enjoy that. You know, I like to drive fire trucks and fight fire. I can't really say much more about it than that.
Well, it's all about it.
And, you know, it's quite interesting. You became the task force leader for the state of Florida, and it seemed like right after that we were throwing things right at you.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I met Zane I met Zane in 2012 down here. He was on vacation with his family, and we hit it off, talked a little bit about fire, and we had some things in common, kept in contact with him. And he called me one day out of the blue and said, you know, I want to throw this at you and see if you want to be a part of it. And I loved what it stood for and what it was, and I was 100% in, you know.
Garrett, let me interject
from the get-go.
let me interject here. It's even a kind of a cooler story than that, guys. We're on a pirate ship in the Gulf of Mexico. Garrett's dressed up like a pirate. Looks cool. My boys are running around like crazy. And Garrett finds out that I'm a Dallas fireman. But we had another brother in Dallas, and his son was very sick. And there was a Dirk Strong picture deal going around the country. And it was infectious, and it was everywhere. And fire departments were raising money for Damien's son. And sure enough, Garrett looks at me and says, man, Dirk Strong, we raised, I don't remember how much you said, Garrett, but y'all raised money, you sent in a picture and all this stuff. And when I went home, and the more I thought about it, I said, man, that's Florida right there. That's a guy that gets it. That's a guy that understands going above and beyond and not working your 24 and just, you know, sitting on your butt for 48. This guy gets it. And it was so ironic that God put us in that place at that time where I not only met a fireman that was dressed like a pirate, kind of a human too, but I met a fireman that's on this pirate ship that my boys are chasing around with plastic swords, and this guy's given to a fireman in my own department. So it's kind of funny how the stars align on that deal where it was just a no-brainer, you know.
That is awesome.
Awesome work. Awesome work. You know, Garrett has done several things on his own. He did some 9/11 stair climbs. And, Garrett, did you win that contest the quickest time or something? Because I seen they give you some kind of plaque, and there you are standing in your bunkers with the Sons of the Flag T-shirt on.
No, I didn't win. I didn't win. I'm not that quick. But, you know, I represented Sons of the Flag and had a good time and lost my breath and realized how out of shape I was.
There you go. Man, you look good doing it. Look good doing it. But,
according to his beautiful wife, Katie says he has no other clothes besides Dallas Pipes and Drum shirts and Sons of the Flag shirts.
Fight. Oh, he's got. Well, now he's got some fight burns he can get. So
that's right.
Yep,
that's right.
That's awesome. Not far from the truth, Zane. That's,
and he's also
not only
is he a sword swinging pirate, he also was fortunate. We used other words down here, and we found out that he was the winner of the M4 rifle from that was donated for Greg Trunell's sporting clay event in D.C. Garrett was
right.
The lucky winner.
Yeah.
So he's packing.
Yeah.
That is all. You know, of course, that means you have to go to Virginia Beach for the next one.
Hey, I'd love to come, man. I'd love to come. I'm not much of a shot, but, you know, I do my best.
Yep, the M4 holds like a lot of bullets, don't it?
Oh, man. Well, anyway, listen, Garrett, it's a pleasure to have you on board with us, and I can't thank you enough for everything that you do. And stay close to the phone and the email because they'll be coming rapidly, as you've seen probably since the beginning of the year, since Sons of the Flag response has started, emails have been picked up quite a bit.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I'm here 100%.
We appreciate you paying the forward every day, brother. Stay safe.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks,
guys, have a good night.
All right, brother. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. See
you. Gary, you stay safe out there, man, and we'll be in touch. Thank you again.
All right, John. All right, guys. Y'all take care.
Later, brother.
Be good.
John, you got enough time to plug in FDIC, your next show and all that good stuff, what we're going to be doing up there, who we're going to be dealing with, and things
that are
going on for that?
If we're going to hang on for 1 second, let me play our third Granger spot, and we'll come back talking about FDIC. So hang loose for 1 minute.
When we put out fires, it ain't the metaphor kind, kid. That's why I use Granger. They got everything. They got Bullard helmets, Cosmos boots, Elkhart brass nozzles. And on top of it all, Granger's got the inventory management solutions to keep the heat off the books. Heck, they've got just about everything you need for the fire station, except the trucks. When you think fire rescue, you think Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com/public safety, or stop by for the ones who get it done.
Just 1 second. Before we go any further, I forgot to mention one thing. Our Kentucky task force leader is named Brent Thompson. He had a buddy of his. He sent me a buddy of his contact info who was fighting cancer and kind of down on his luck. His name was Mark. I'm not going to mention his last name, But anyway, Brent asked me to give him a call, and I called him up, asked him what was going on. He told me. And, you know, he's you know, got a rough road ahead of him. And I told him what I've been through and, you know, still fighting every day to get back and keep doing more and more and more. And, you know, he told me it was a real inspiration to have somebody call him. And, you know, I'm just trying to pay it forward to what I would have appreciated or what I did appreciate when he called me. So it's nice to be able to do stuff like that. So, Mark, if you're listening, keep going tolling, brother, man. Light's at the end of the tunnel. You got to keep going. So I just wanted to bring that up. I forgot. Okay, let's talk FDIC here. First and foremost, Chief Halton came down to Dallas and did that talk that you guys were talking about, the Google chat. Before I forget, the motorcycle is being raffled off on the 31st of this month. So anybody that wants a raffle ticket, you got to get on fightburns.org or sonsoftheflag.org and buy the raffle tickets prior to the 31st. It's a custom-built motorcycle by the Gas Monkey Garage and custom-made by Aaron, who is the mechanic on the TV show. So don't lose out
on that. Harley Davidson 1200 Sportster. Is that right, Zane?
That's it.
Got some custom flag on it. The Sons of the Flag. Looks good. You'll look good on it.
And it's only $5, too. I mean, where can you get a motorcycle for $5? Okay,
Gas Monkey Garage custom built.
You can go on the Gas Monkey Garage website also for tickets on it. So Sons of the Flag or GasMonkeyGarage.com.
If you're local, hey, John, real quick, if you're local in the state of Texas, March 15th, St. Patty's, all firemen.
Oh, yeah.
Get there. I mean, that's the bikes there. Pipes and Drums will be there. Christy and Tony, some other folks from the show will be there. There's even a chance of some possible filming going on. So if you're a fireman in Texas, you'll get there'll be an email coming through every station. It's going to Austin, and it's going to branch out across the state. But all firemen, if you're here visiting, get there on the 15th. It's going to be a good time.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but the St. Patrick's Day Parade is on Saturday the 15th. And then the party at the Gas Pump Bar and Grill will be after the parade.
Right. The parade steps off at 11. Get your Class A's on. We lead the parade. There's about 250,000 people that come in attendance. And then once the parade is over, we're all loading up, and we're heading to Gas Monkey Bar and Grill, where we're going to have a Sons of the Flag, Gas Monkey, St. Patty's Bash. It's going to be a blast.
Ryan, our New Jersey task force leader, Ryan Murphy, who's working on this gas explosion right now as we speak, he texted me before that his sister will be coming, and I think Nathan's going to pay for her ticket at the door.
Hey, man,
Lauren.
She was rock solid, dude. She was at the Skyline. She was awesome. Her boyfriend was cool. He had some weird pants on, but that's okay.
Well, so he did dress nice, though.
The two of them will be coming to the Gas Monkey Bar and Grill. So, and by the way, Chief Halton, who did this Google chat, did it at the Gas Monkey Bar and Grill. So that was outstanding. And he flew there. Gas Monkey people took care of us and put us up right there. And I watched the two of you guys with Chief Halton. That was really outstanding. So let's go to FDIC. So Fire Engineering is running the FDIC again this year, Indianapolis. It will be from the 7th to the 12th of April. We will have a booth set up there. Our booth number, if anybody is listening, is 5163. That's our booth number. Now, the very first day of the convention is April 7th. And we will be on the radio opening the convention, the very first radio show at the convention, on April 7th from 1 o'clock to 2:30 in the afternoon.
Nice.
So, again, from 1 o'clock to 2:30, opening the convention.
We'll have some special guests on there as well.
Say that again?
We'll have some special guests on there as well. So you'll want to see that. And I'm not talking about you, John.
John's always a special guest.
He is.
Yeah, special. My mother always told me I'm special.
FDIC 2014. It's going to be where it's at. Chief Halton was explaining the houses they'll be collapsing, the structures they'll be burning, the live fire training. The training there, if you can get in the part of that training, sounds unbelievable. Some of the best instructors in the world will be there spreading our word, telling people about our mission at Sons of the Flag. We'll be signing people up for the Fight Burns campaign. We'll have some swag there. Hopefully be able to hand out some challenge coins. It's going to be a good time.
One of the other cool things, Mark Gregory.
Oh, I got to go, guys. I got a call. Hey, appreciate it. Thanks for letting me be on the show again.
So Mark Gregory from PL Vulcan Concepts and John Tu will be there also. If you've never seen their stuff, John does a thing with good medicine in bad places, which is really awesome. And Mark does a thing on Man in a Machine, which is really, everybody always says it's never going to happen, and then it happens, and then they're like, man, I'm glad I took that class, which
right.
is something that's really cool. Hopefully we'll be seeing
John, Chief Halton, when he would talk about the hands-on classes, you could see, and this is just last week, he almost gets out of breath. The guy is truly passionate about teaching America's firefighters and teaching guys how to be safe and how to do it right. So he was, it was infectious to just sit there and be around him for that day. It's he truly loves the fire service. So if you guys are able to go, get to those classes and check them out. John and I will be there supporting all of you guys. So get there.
And we will have some swag with us. We will have some challenge coins, hopefully. We'll have a whole bunch of stuff. So come down and see us. Hopefully we're going to have quite a large team of Sons of the Flag there. Rob Weedman should be with us. Rob, as you know, from Rescue 2, who was burned pretty severely. So we're looking forward to hanging with him. The whole week is just going to be outstanding. We have a lot going on. There's a lot of instructors. And, as a firefighter, you learn until you're dead, basically. You never stop learning. And this is 30,000 firemen in one place. What can go wrong? Really, it's probably the best convention that I've ever been to for pure learning, and just go on their website and check out the instructors that are doing hands-on or classroom or whatever the case may be. And then you get towards the end of the stuff, and you get guys like the fire critic, Red Fleets, and Justin Willie Wine, and they throw a party and have part of it in our honor, which was outstanding. And, I can't thank them enough.
They raised $1,000 in like 10 minutes,
In about 10 minutes, they raised $1,000 for us, correct. And matter of fact, they're moving to a bigger venue this year because the venue that they were in would not hold everybody this year. So they're moving on.
We had to put Bird up on the bar top. Remember?
Yeah, so he's moving on to a bigger and better venue, and we're looking forward to that. So, again, that's FDIC April 7 to 12, and we will be on the radio. Myself and Zane will be on the radio from 1 to 2:30 on the 7th, opening the convention. What an honor. So, we will be there also with Heath Flora, with the Doors and Extreme Valor Apparel, with their shirts and hats and stuff that they sell. Zane, I just want to, we've been on almost an hour. I just want to top off a little bit with the convention that I just went to. Let me just fill you in on it a little bit. This was not a convention. It was a symposium. Don't ask me what the difference is. I'm a fireman, so I don't really know.
You might have been the only fireman there, though, right?
No, there was a few of them there. First, let me just say, this is the 2014 Joseph M. Still Burn Symposium. And it was at a place called the Chateau Elan Resort in Georgia. It's a suburb of Atlanta. So I went there. They invited me to go. They were nice enough to allow us to go without paying for it, which was really cool. There was an entire day, Sunday filled, Monday. Sunday was a special class, and then Monday was an entire day filled with all kinds of stuff. Dr. Fred Mullins is the medical director for it. He was outstanding. And then right at 8:15 in the morning was Dr. E.J. Caterson from Brigham and Women's Hospital and sonsoftheflag.org leading off the convention with principals in facial transplantation, talking about burns and replacing a face. Some real cutting-edge stuff. And they did head-on collisions where trauma and burn care go together. Because you have trauma doctors and you have burn doctors, and then sometimes the patients both. So then they had some emergency planning on big disasters for burns and stuff like that. They had something right up my alley, which was prosthetic care for burn amputees by a guy named Bobby Latham. That was very interesting. And I met another military amputee burn victim named Jay Fain. And Jay, believe it or not, knew our own Sam Brown, which was pretty cool. Then they came out with this complete nut named Jason Clark, who brought like 12 snakes with him and brought all these snakes out with complete character, along with the snakes. And I have no idea what the snakes had to do with the burn thing, but it was really cool. And then they did pediatric child abuse burns and stuff like that. And then they had a burn survivors call, speak. Very interesting thing. The Joseph M. Still Burn Center in Doctors Hospital in Augusta, Georgia, is the largest inpatient burn facility in the country. They have 70 beds in the hospital just for burn victims, which is kind of outstanding. Now, let me just throw this at you, Zane. In the United States, there's 5,724 hospitals.
Okay.
At the burn centers, there's 123. In the United States, take a guess how many hospital beds we have in the United States.
5,000.
We have 924,333 hospital beds in the United States, almost a million.
Right.
We have, completely counting all the beds in the burn centers, we have 1,895 out of a million.
Yeah.
It's
amazing. Something's got to change. Yeah.
In any case, the foundation, we look forward to trying to make a partnership and a long-term relationship with them. They were absolutely outstanding and accommodating to me, and it was really a cool deal. I got some contacts with some burn victims out of there that are looking to help us. So that's something that we're really looking forward to. What else you got going on, Zane?
That's the biggest thing here is the St. Patty's coming up. It's been nice to be able to incorporate the Sons into that event and, just raise awareness. And like, Nathan brought up, I'm the national director for the Fight Burns. And so my primary job now with the Sons is to really push this initiative and get people signed up. And what that means is become part of the team, Red, Water, Blue. And 100% of the funds that we raise and that you donate will go right back out to the families. And it's one of those things that words really can't put it, explain how invaluable this is, whether it's, getting somebody a pillow or talking to the doctors like Brother Yeekly and his family. So that's my number one job now. I started out as just a guy I was going to help out because I was a piper, and went to the Texas Task Force leader and changed that role you know, relied on Brother James to take that on, and now my number one push is fight Burns. And I truly believe that it's going to make a difference in the lives of burn survivors and their families. And it's not just for firemen. This is going to be for everybody, you know. So the number one thing I'm working on is getting hooked up with all the chaplains at the hospitals and making them aware of who we are at the burn centers, and then they can pass that information along to the families, because right now we cannot be everywhere. And the emails that we're receiving every day is evident of that. So if you want to be a fire department rep, shoot us an email, zane@sonsoftheflag.org. If you want to be a task force leader, let John know. Let's get to know you. Let's find people that have a lot of initiative and a lot of push, like Brother Tunnell and James and Garrett and these guys that we have on board. They're not just friends of ours. These guys are doing it for the right reasons, and we need people to come in and want to work. So that's what it's about.
Listen, you know, the one thing, you know, if you need an inspiration, you don't need to go any further than logging on to sonsoftheflag.org. And
yep.
every month on our website, we're going to feature a burn survivor of the month.
Right.
Last month is Rob Weedman, and this month we have an electrician from the Texas area. And the stories are just, they're unbelievable. The stuff that
yeah.
these people persevere and go through. You know, I was in the burn center for 28 days, and I didn't go through anything like these guys have done.
Right.
So to be inspired, all you need to do is log on to sonsoftheflag.org, and it's right there. And
yeah.
I'm
or if
telling
you,
man.
You're having a bad day. You know, if you think you're having a bad day, go to sonsoftheflag.org
yeah.
and learn about some of these folks. You know, Rob Weedman's a champion, man. This guy, he is killing it every single day. And one of my biggest inspirations to keep fighting and doing what we're doing is Rob Weedman. So it's guys like that is why we're doing this. There's people that, the more people we've been involved with that we're not at liberty to share their names. And I'm telling you, it's something that's it is truly a blessing if you get on board and work and push this thing.
Yeah, and, you know, I should bring that up, too. The Jack Evans that we brought up earlier, the only reason we brought him up is he asked us specifically to use his name
right.
to promote some flag.
Right. That's right. I mean,
so,
that's why, you know, I don't want the listeners to know that it's not just two people we've talked to. There's a lot more out there, and there's just a lot of folks that are still fresh going through a lot of these procedures, and, you know, we're not at the point to even discuss, hey, man, we want to tell your story. A lot of times we let the patient tell us or the family, and that's what we're doing. So,
absolutely. For those of you still listening, I am going to tell you that what I told you, March 7th, we will be on the air from the FDIC from 1 to 2:30. And after that, our next show on the radio is going to be April 29th. So that's Tuesday, April 29th. So we'll be on twice in April, on the 7th and on the 29th. And you can go to the Facebook page, Sons of the Flag Radio, for any updates. And there's a link on fireengineering.com, and there's a link on sonsoftheflag.org. So, Zane, I think we're going to wrap it up a little bit.
Sounds good, buddy.
I'd like to thank Tommy St. Martin, Battalion Chief Tommy St. Martin, for taking care of you and Rob on your trip out at West. And what else you got?
That's it, man. Also, I met two other FDNY brothers out on the West Coast, and they were phenomenal and huge supporters of what we're going. So it was a it was a good trip, and actually got to go out to the SEAL compound. And there's a brother named James Fleming, Warfighter Concepts. He teaches the Navy SEALs when they go through SQT3. I hope I'm saying that right. Anyway, he's about to get on board and start pushing the Suns on his side. He has a lot of connections, and what's really great is he's pursuing us. It's definitely it's a good fit for fire and military. So if you know somebody, if you want to be involved yourself, let us know.
One thing I want to leave off with, if anybody is interested in fire prevention classes, teaching at a school, and you don't have to deal with burn victims if you don't want to. Some people just are uncomfortable around that, and that's okay too. But we're looking for some people to teach fire prevention, firemen that teach it already in the schools and stuff like that. Get in touch with us, and we're looking for putting a big program together nationally, and hopefully we'll get that done.
It's fire prevention with a little bit of a twist. And that's why we're going to change it is with the bullying side of this. And just like we talked about when you were at the house, with your leg, and my boys asking you questions about, where's your leg? What's this,
Yep.
And so we're going to address those issues. And we have school districts here in Texas that are excited about this. And once again, it's truly amazing. They're pursuing us. Hey, when y'all going to do this? When's this going to happen? So it's getting the right people in place. It's funding. There's so many things, but it's not just stop, drop, and roll. There's a bigger piece of the puzzle, and we need those special guys out there that have that ability to bring that to the table. Everybody's got talents. We just got to find them.
And don't forget also, anybody that listens to this program, if people cannot listen to it when it's on at 7:30 on a Tuesday night, it's always available at fireengineering.com. There's an archive to listen to previous episodes. You can listen to any episode of any Fire Engineering Blog Talk Radio at any time. You just have to log on to it.
That's right. Or you can go to iTunes and go to the podcast. They have it on Fire Engineering. They have a podcast also set up. So
yeah.
I work in a rescue company. I've listened to a lot of the guys with their technical rescue stuff and on USAR teams and so forth. So. Like John said, you miss it tonight, tell your friends, tell your other coworkers, they can get it another time.
All right,
and
well,
thank
I'm
you, Bobby.
Excited. I'm trying to say we got Chief Halton on with the thing this week, this month. We got three TFLs on tonight.
Yep.
And yourself and Nathan, and we're rocking and rolling. So until the next time I guess they'll hear from us is at FDIC.
That's it, man. God bless. Stay low, guys.
All right, and happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody. I guess today's Fat Tuesday. Tomorrow's Ash Wednesday, so St. Patrick's Day can only be around the corner. So stay safe, everybody, and get in touch with Sons of the Flag should you encounter anybody that needs our help. All right, Zane, be safe, brother, and I'll talk to you.
Good night, buddy. Good night, guys.
All right, take care.